pressure is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew, theoretically.
I'm here.
Dr. Drew is in Tennessee tonight. Is that true, Drew?
I am in Memphis. How about that?
Yeah, big deal. And the phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, our guest is from that 80s show, which is Drew's favorite new show.
It is. I'm pissed off that I'm not there to meet you guys.
Well, if you weren't out chasing a nickel in Tennessee, Drew, you could be here with the lovely ladies and Glenn, who just got done shaking the
shoe
off his lily.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Listen. Mr. Sellout Carolla, I was at a gym this morning and I walked past, you know, they have those boards where they have like, you know, celebrities talking about their habits of diet habits and exercise habits.
Yeah.
There's Adam Carolla. Huge picture of Adam Carolla and like posed in sort of a GQ-like position.
No.
The headline is Bag Boy. That's the headline.
Really?
Going to discuss how you hit the heavy bag and, you know, speak, you know, more than I've ever heard you say about anything.
Really?
Yes. It's ridiculous. You sell out.
Was I smoking? What do you mean?
How
dare you? How can I be a sellout if I didn't get paid?
What made you do it?
All right. Well, hold on a second. I mean, because we got the guests here and everything.
All right.
I feel bad. But don't let me forget to talk about that because it's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
All right? It's not incriminating. And by the way, boy, did I roll my ankle. Look at this foot, everybody.
Uh-oh.
You see that?
Oh, my God.
Black and blue and swollen.
You poor baby. Look at
what my normal foot looks like. That's Well, look at the top. It's better looking.
Yeah, it is.
That's A, and then this is B.
That is pretty serious.
Yeah, oh, B bad.
It goes all the way up.
I was playing basketball yesterday, and I just rolled it right over the top, Drew. It was brutal.
You bear weight on it okay?
Yeah. I went to the Pomona. I went to the drag race today. I got drunk, though. I walked around all day. It was great.
How much Vicodin?
And we need to talk, because I'm out.
Yeah,
all right. All right, so anyway, that 80s show. Drew, why do you love that 80s show so much?
I just like it. I like the premise. I like the settings. I like that time of history. I like the characters. I like the acting jobs these guys are doing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Glenn Howerton.
I just wonder when you'd get to
Glenn
Howerton, Tinsley Grimes is here, and Brittany Daniel.
What are the characters you guys play?
Corey, Katie, and Sophia.
Yeah.
You guys go and say it over the air.
There's like a bisexual.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah. I never expected that to come up.
No, never on the show. Uh-uh.
Well, who's the bisexual?
I play the bisexual. Don't look to Glenn.
Oh, well, guys can be bi.
Yeah. I am, Brittany.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
On the show, yeah.
Yeah. So already imitating life there, Drew.
I told you.
Yeah. All right, so that's 8 o'clock on Wednesday nights on Fox. I got a friend who writes on that show, Tony Barbieri.
Yeah. I had dinner with Karen Vandenbach the other night,
your
guys' producer.
Oh, you did?
At her house?
Yeah, and she was singing your praises.
Okay. Where, Drew, where'd you have dinner with her?
In Beverly Hills.
Oh, boy. Now who's the big shot?
Yeah, seriously.
All right,
at least I'm not a sellout.
Well, listen, let's take some calls, but let me just say real fast what that poster was.
It was like Health and Fitness Weekly or some nonsense.
Okay, somebody called me from some magazine about 3 months ago and says, we're doing this thing where we call B/C celebrities and ask them what they do to stay in shape.
And by the way, it's like they're surrounded by beefcake.
Oh, really?
Poster. Oh, yes.
I never saw it. Anyway, I said, well, I hit the heavy bag. I got a heavy bag in my garage, and I used to do some boxing, and I just hit the heavy bag. And I said, you know, I'm too lazy to go to the gym, but I can go down to my garage and hit the heavy bag. And that was about it. And she said, fine. So, really? Steal that poster, Drew. I've never seen it.
No, it's like under glass. You know, it was on a, you know, they pay for it.
Who pays for it?
It's like a monthly thing, like a monthly little magazine they post.
I don't get paid. That's what I'm saying.
Sure you don't.
Sean? Drew, you want me to just pick these calls and go down the road here?
If you say let's go get some calls, I'll pick them for you.
Let's go get some calls.
All right, here's Sean.
Thanks, Drew.
Sean?
Yeah.
You're 23.
Right.
What's up?
Alright, first of all, I've been listening to you guys for like 7 or 8 years, and I'm totally addicted to the show. Anyway, my question is actually for Drew. Mm-hmm. When I'm having sex with my girlfriend, I usually pull out at the end, and I'll actually...
Is this because you're trying to prevent a pregnancy, or what are you up to?
No, she's on the pill. I just don't really feel comfortable actually coming inside her.
Right.
Why?
Well, etiquette would suggest that one should not come inside another human being, but rather on one's chest.
Oh, well, I'm not. No. I'm not.
Didn't you ever read that Heloise, Drew?
Yeah. I see. I understand now.
All right.
Anyway, what I'm getting at is, my question is, when I actually pull out, rather than coming all over everything, I grab the tip and then I'll reach for the towel and then go in there. And during the process here, is this doing any...
So you're actually having the muscular contractions and squeezing the tip so nothing comes out, right?
Right.
That's not good for you.
It's not?
That's not good. It's not going to harm you in a sort of, devastating way, but it's not good for you. It's going to irritate your prostate. It might affect the muscular function down there later in life.
Anytime your body starts something and then you stop it from finishing, like when people sneeze and pinch their nose off. All that stuff where you're going to throw up, you stuff your hand in front of your mouth, stuff, all that stuff where you're doing something and make yourself stop, it's never a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know what it's like? It's like throwing your car in reverse while you're still rolling forward. Yeah. So it's not good for the car. This is not good for you.
Mm-mm. Sean, no one has ever died from this, but when you're 60, your prostate might complain.
Great.
How about just using a condom?
Ooh, yeah, how about it?
Well, he doesn't have to. She's on the pill.
We'll see.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
Not just
as long as they're monogamous.
Right. What's the
This is his girlfriend. This is your girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
And you said, didn't you tell me you were with her for a year and a half or something?
Oh, no. I've been with, like, almost, like, 9 months. But the thing is, what are the actual odds of her getting pregnant? I don't know enough.
Approaching zero.
What's that?
Approaching zero.
Really? I didn't know that, and that's what I was afraid of, and I'd rather be safe than sorry.
But if she misses one pill, though, then it can really increase your odds.
Is it just one pill that'll do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Even not taking it at the same time every day can screw it up. But there are birth control patches you can wear now. If she has trouble remembering when to take it, there's a patch you can take every week.
There's a shot
every 3 months.
She takes it, like, the same time every morning.
All right. Well,
she's great.
But here's what I understand, Drew. Why don't you take the towel and just, put it over like a tablecloth or something, Like, when I'm having sex with a woman, it's like, what they do in surgery. There's just a little opening for the part they're working on, and then everything else
truly
is covered
little.
Up.
Yes.
And for me, too. I wear a bathrobe with a hole. I turn it around. I slide my hands through it like I'm wearing surgical scrubs, and I just put a hole in the front.
Do you have a nurse there robe you up?
Yeah, I do the hands. I do a thing where I hold my hands up like that.
She's all dressed up like a nurse.
Yeah. No, and she just, wears the
she's,
towel.
She's draped like a patient. What are you talking
about? Yeah, but why?
The nurse is robing at him.
I'm saying, why does Sean have to grab or run for the towel? Why can't he just sort of have it there? You know what I mean?
Some weird energy on all that.
All right. Well, anyway, feel free to have sex. I want to answer a... man show. Drew, did we just hang up on our next guy?
Yes, that was a good one.
Oh, because I pressed line
pressed
6.
As I pressed, yeah.
Well, wasn't exactly. I'd say it was about a tenth of a second after you pressed it.
Yeah.
Hey, Garrett?
Yeah?
You got some question about the man show boy?
Yeah, I just want to know how you, like, found him.
All right, well, the man show is on right now on Comedy Central, by the way.
Yeah.
I got to plug my own show. And the man show boy is the fat kid who does our bidding for us.
Yeah, that guy's awesome.
We just needed a goofy, husky kid to go ask people ridiculous questions, and he seemed to work. I think we had like an open call or something.
Yeah.
For goofy, husky kids?
Well, you don't say that in the thing. you don't go like nerdy, tardy kids. But
yeah, I could play that guy great.
You could?
Yeah.
You're a husky
yeah.
kid?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if something should happen to the man show boy, well, I'll notify your representation because we'll...
All right.
How big are you, Garrett?
240.
How tall are you?
6 foot.
He's 15. 16, 15.
Wow.
Mm. Sort of outgrowing the man show boy parameters.
Yeah, big guy. Hey, Garrett?
Yeah.
Are you not a hit with the ladies?
Not really.
No. Yeah. The ladies don't like big guys.
Not many, no.
No, it is true. Lean up on that mic to argue with me if you want, but they don't like big. They don't like big dudes.
I don't think that's true necessarily.
I could probably get lots of fat ladies though.
There's no such thing as
a
fat lady.
You mean fat as in like phat, right? You mean
no,
yeah, that
like
kind of fat.
Oh, so that's a tough thing about the big goofy dudes too, is they don't want the fat chicks.
Yeah.
Either, but that's all that's left in the crowd.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, Garrett?
Yeah.
But are you overweight or are you just kind of a big guy?
Probably I'd say overweight.
All right. Well, listen, if you can admit that over the radio, that means you're morbidly obese. So
yeah.
why don't you go on a little diet there or something?
Oh, I play sports year round.
Oh, all right.
And I play football, so I like to be big for that.
All right, but you are kind of fat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you don't want to be fat for football, though, right?
No.
Well, you may want to lose a little weight, or are we just going to go around again with the workout?
Yeah.
All right, there, buddy. I like the guys who give you their why they should be losing weight, but they're not. You're like, how about going on it? Hey, I eat tofu and stream water and I work out 15 hours a week. And you go, yeah? Yeah, I'm 150 pounds overweight. And you go, all right, well, I'm out of suggestions. But you start thinking, geez, I wonder if they're really working out and eating what they say.
Right.
I mean, they got to be doing
McDonald's visits.
It's got to be something they're doing, right? I mean, if 15, you're 60 pounds overweight or whatever.
I mean, if he's also truthful in terms of how much exercise he's doing, he's got to be getting calories from somewhere. Sasha's 20.
Sasha.
Hey everybody, my question's for Dr. Drew. I wanted to know if vegan condoms work just as well as regular ones.
I am totally fascinated. I've never heard of a vegan condom.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, I was on this animal rights website, and they had this link to veganerotica.com, and I'm looking at it now, and this condom company says that they don't use any milk casein, which normally all other condom makers use, and it says they're ideal for vegans and are fully tested and surpass standards set by the British Institute of
Veganism
or something.
So it's latex, right?
Yeah, I think so, but it doesn't have any milk.
These aren't the animal skin one in some weird way or something.
Right, and they have, like, all these weird flavors, and it says they're, like, cheaper and...
Well, wait a second. Aren't all the latex ones, those are vegan, right?
No, because it says it's better.
Milk.
It says it, like, unlike
milk?
Protein.
It has
and,
dairy
like,
in it.
It does?
Yeah, it has a dairy product in it.
So
it
doesn't
have
soy
casings, right, which is used
like
for...
Soy casings?
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. I don't understand.
Yeah, yeah.
You're saying that we're not talking about the animal skin condoms.
Those, no, not like lanolin.
Right, those clearly would not go to the vegan code. And vegan, for the people that are listening, are people that, vegetarian plus, right? Just
right.
Nothing to do with animals.
Or milk or cheese.
Yeah,
right.
No product that comes from an animal can be worn or consumed
even
discussed.
Just doesn't eat meat.
Right, okay. So you're saying that regular condoms, what are they, latex? Or
yeah,
what are they?
It's the milk casein.
The milk?
Casein.
What word is that? what word is she saying, Drew?
It's used in glue, isn't it, also?
Yeah, it's like a glue derivative.
So there's a product in there that has a milk,
yeah,
a milk
and
base to it.
Yeah, condoms don't have that.
Does all latex have that?
Yeah. All regular condoms have that, I think.
No, but I'm just talking about latex in general.
It's not in latex. They must use it just to seal the container or something.
I think it would make it stretchier. I don't know.
Really?
Are you a vegan?
Yeah.
So it's in... What happened to you, first off, screwball? Just don't kid me for a second. This is right up there with Wiccan on the nut job charts. Who screwed with you?
My parents are hippies, and they're natural.
All right.
Yeah, but usually, Sasha, the children of hippie parents become like hardcore punks.
Well, for a while, I didn't really care, and I was like eating meat, but my new boyfriend is a vegan, so.
Ah. That's why you can laugh at the vegan principles.
Yeah.
Oh, that's screw up.
I don't want him to know that, but yeah.
Vegan bolt male.
Yeah, he's at least bi. Best case scenario, he's bi. That's
vegan.
Best case. Pray for bi.
But I are they just as good? I mean, are they just as
I don't know, Sasha. It sounds even
oh,
like
listen,
from
you
another
screw
country.
Up. You run into animal products all over the place. You don't even know it. So you might as well just get something that's effective and stop thinking about it so much, all right?
Okay.
All right. Here's
Does
the
that
deal.
Help you?
Well, listen. You make. I appreciate what you're doing, but this isn't the place to skimp, and this isn't why cows are being killed. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
See, here's what happens with all causes. They start off pretty good, and then they get nutty, and then you gotta climb off. This is what happens. This is why all you people are nuts. This is what happens with the NRA, and it's what happens with the ACLU, and it's what happens with the vegans. It happens with everyone. They start off with a basic, couple of basic notions where you go, yeah, okay, I'm with that. And then they start spinning off into condoms and 90-round banana clips and mortars being legal and in the
NRA.
That's what the NRA, and then you got the ACLU not wanting death row criminals to be DNA tested because it would violate their rights, and they just start spinning off, and then you realize they're nut jobs, and now you have to get off. So isn't that kind of how it works? Is there a cause that's just sort of sane and stops at a certain normal point that they should stop at?
But
no,
they're out
none.
There. You don't hear about them.
Right. They're quiet. All right. Drew, you got a call?
My wife got all upset tonight. The Simpsons became like explicitly sexual tonight, and the kids were watching it. She had to run around, turn off all the TVs in the house.
Well,
it's awful.
Wait a minute. It was awful. How
it's
did
all
they...
a cartoon. They had a sort of a Sex in the City takeoff, and and it very quickly went bad.
But wait, how did your wife get to the TVs? I mean, how did she have a premonition about this?
No, she was watching
content?
It with them. Watching it with them, and all of a sudden, oh my god, it got worse and worse. She said she had to run, turn the TV off, and a couple of kids were upstairs watching the same thing. They were upstairs, turned the TV off.
Did she dive, or did she just pick up the remote calmly?
She dove. First across the screen so they couldn't see another second of it.
Did she throw like one of her clogs through the TV screen because she couldn't find the remote?
She felt like it. She was so upset that you feel so sabotaged by television.
Sure, it's rape. It's nothing short of rape when
I know you'd be very
draw something sexual. Yeah.
No,
I felt violated.
No,
I saw the show.
About,
I'm still not
you know,
right.
They had like the Samantha character talking about how many guys she had sex with and stuff. And I mean, it's cartoon.
All right. But Drew, what about this god awful show with the semen flying everywhere, the vegan condoms?
Sam,
I mean,
is
this
funny.
Show's a mess, right?
Sam, my kids don't listen. Believe me.
Drew, what happens if you're at this godforsaken place long enough for your kids to listen? What would you do? Kill yourself?
I haven't. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sam.
Yes.
You're 20.
Yeah. You know how on Friday with the guy I thought he was bisexual. And you said about gay people that. They're closer to girls, so that they're more, you know, flowing.
Right. Here's what happened. I had another theory. On you're saying on Friday, but this was on Thursday's show.
Thursday, yeah. I'm in Baltimore, so it just came on tonight.
That 80s show cast is in here tonight, by the way, just because I haven't mentioned it in a few minutes. But
what's up, guys?
What's up?
What I was saying... Now, Drew, how do we get on this? We were talking about gay men and how they're more... They definitely have more feeling than straight guys.
No, wait a minute. There was some specific thing we were talking about.
And then I was saying they're sort of like women that way. And then I don't remember what else I said. But what did I say, Sam?
You said that just because that because the one guy, he was worried about being bisexual, you know, that this girl that thought he was gay.
Oh,
and you were saying that because women, you know how women, they might not consider themselves a lesbian, but they'll kiss another girl. That
maybe
since he's gay... He's closer to being a girl, and it's like that way.
Right.
I wanted to say you're kind of half right, but you know how, like, a person, gay or straight, if they've been through a lot in life, they kind of appreciate things more than someone who maybe was, like, spoiled and all?
That's not actually what happens.
No, I don't know.
That's not actually what happens.
I may be half right, but you're, like, a quarter to eighth right, say. Maybe 16th. That would be a standard thing. We could go metric, but that's going to be too long.
What was your theory?
That was it, Sam?
Well, can I ask Drew a question real quick?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
All right. If you're on Paxil, is it a very bad thing to take ecstasy?
It's no worse than ecstasy by itself. Some people believe that they can prevent the damaging effects of ecstasy by taking drugs like Paxil, but there's absolutely no evidence that that's the case.
Yeah.
So it's bad times.
To explain my old theory and Sam's regurgitation of my theory, which was we were talking about how women can be attracted to women and not be lesbian or gay just because women are more flexible, more fluid that way. It's not, not a put down.
When you were saying maybe a gay guy, since he's closer to female, as you think of it, that he could be more fluid too and kind of move back and forth a little bit.
I would say that a gay man has a better chance of floating back and forth from men to women than a straight guy has of floating from men to women. Mm-hmm. That they're more fluid. When you speak to a woman and you're watching some Old Navy commercial and some hot chick comes bouncing by, oftentimes a straight girl will go, boy, she's hot. And if you pursue it a little further, as I always do, which is how much you go down on her. But no, would you kiss her? Would you, you know, most girls will tell you about some model, some actress, somebody for free that they would spend a night with. Whereas guys don't really have, straight guys don't really have that, oh, you know, that George Clooney's really hot. Well, it's understandable.
It's totally understandable.
No, I'm not, this is not an indictment.
If you want to know how weird guys are about this, heterosexual guys, I was at a school in Rhode Island last night and a kid came up and goes, what is it? This friend of mine was goofing around. I don't know if he's gay, but he grabbed me. He was leaving town. He grabbed me and kissed me in front of all our friends and he vomited all over him.
Oh, really? The guy who got kissed vomited?
Yeah. He immediately started puking and puked all over the guy.
How old was he?
And I said, yeah, he was like 20.
But he had like 16 Jägermeister shots earlier, or was he just vomiting because
My question was, well, how'd your buddy that kissed you react? Oh, he laughed his ass off. Got exactly the desired response.
Oh, so he was screwing with him.
He was just screwing with him.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, we have the cast from That 80s Show, which is on Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock on Fox. Drew's new favorite show. And by the way, I don't believe Drew has seen a show that a guest of the show has been involved with in about 3 years. So this is high, high praise, everybody.
That's cool, Drew.
We'll take a little break. Drew's over there in Tennessee tonight. Yes,
Memphis.
Drew?
Yeah, Memphis.
And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. He's in, I keep saying Tennessee, but where in Tennessee?
Memphis.
Memphis. What are we doing? Talking to a college or something?
University Ole Miss.
Ah.
Very interesting campus. Very nice student body.
Yeah. Well, what are
they
you going
to say? There. They have dates.
All right. Okay.
For Christ's sake.
Drew, you don't beat off when you're on the road, do you?
Never.
Wow. That's my only reason for travel, really.
I know.
I can't believe you deny yourself that. Glenn Howerton, Tinsley Grimes, and Brittany Daniel are all here. Is it Daniel or Daniels?
Daniel, no S.
Wow.
Yep.
Very confusing. They're all here from That 80s Show, which is on 8 o'clock Wednesday nights on Fox. And I have not seen it because it's brand new, and I've been traveling and all that stuff. But Drew loves this show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's where you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's great.
It's great, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That's all we get?
Anything else?
I think it's. I really enjoy it. And I think you'd enjoy it, too, because it's a piece of our history there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh,
we are products of the 70s, but we lived through those 80s.
Yeah. I saw Susie and the Banshees video today on, like, VH1 11, and they're playing all these old retro 80s things, and I was just thinking about how crude everything was and about how bad everyone looked and how depressed I was. Yeah. Aaron?
Hello?
You're 17?
Yeah, the question's for Drew. I can't really pronounce it, dextromethorphan. Ingredient in cough syrup. How dangerous is it to just drink?
Well, some people call this robo-tripping.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Yeah, it's obviously not good for you, right?
Well, I mean, I've read some stuff on it.
What have you read?
It should be safe. You do it 2 times a month, and there's like different plateaus for it. There's there's like
that kind of information you should immediately distrust, because it's not as though they've done testing on it to tell you that, because they can't, because it's so harmful to people.
Right. Well, it's just the guy who used to do it.
Well, is that,
so how does he know what's actually happening to him? Here's the problem, is that anything that causes hallucinations probably is disrupting your brain chemistry and may have chronic persistent injury associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
Any drug that, and I'm not sure in the dextromethorphan whether that's a primary effect or a side effect, and it's a case where it's the primary effect that you tend to see the brain damage. The probability is that you get brain damage from this.
Well, I've read that, and there have also been deaths from it. There's something that's going to mess you up for life.
That's right.
Always.
Yeah.
That's right.
Except for that Christian rock. Now that's a good time, mm-hmm. and it does not harm you at all.
No, it doesn't.
All right.
Brother. I've been trying to get through for months.
Hey.
Adam, you're the funniest man alive.
Well, thanks, but I want to know.
Are you high right now?
No.
He's robo tripping.
No. Drew, you're one of the smartest men alive.
So. Is that now we know he's high? Is that,
he's high. Yeah.
That's robo tripping for Robitussin.
Right.
No, I've only done it twice.
All right. And what do? You just have to take a whole bunch?
Well, it's by your weight and milliliters of it, but
you got to take quite a bit, right?
Yeah, about 8 ounces.
About 8 ounces. Well, that's a fairly.
That's a lot.
Yeah, because a container is probably like 4 ounces.
6 ounces.
Is it 6 ounces?
Yeah, there's 4, 6, and I think there's 8 and 12.
Okay, that's quite a bit. Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
Is there any? I went out with Dr. Bruce, who fills in for Dr. Drew today. We went to the drag races, and he was telling me how to make speed. You know.
Were you doing it? You go home and do it.
No, because I busted my ankle up. But as soon as my ankle's better, I'm going to cook up some speed in the garage.
It's pretty easy to make it, yeah.
Yeah, he was telling me about that. Anyway, it's good times. You know, there's nothing more exciting than while I'm getting drunk at the Budweiser hospitality tent, Dr. Bruce is looking through the contents of the energy drink and explaining what all the ingredients are to me. Could you imagine? Are you there with me, Drew?
I'm here.
Can you hear that? Can you just hear Bruce? All right, Mike?
Yeah.
You're 19. What's up?
Okay, I met this girl in November through a friend of mine, and we've just been hanging out, and we became, like, really good friends and stuff, and, like, just recently I've been having, like, a lot of feelings for her.
Are you 19?
Excuse me?
Are you 19?
Yes.
Squirrely 19, right?
Yeah, he sounds young.
Virgin?
Yes.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So we
always know the virgins, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
They're just
it's
squirrely,
a girlfriend.
They're shaky sounding.
Mike?
Excuse me?
She's a friend and she's a girl.
Yeah, and I asked her out on Friday to Valentine's Day because we went out to the beach and just hung out and did a lot of stuff.
Hold on. What's going on there? Major?
My cell phone's going off.
What song do you got on there?
I don't know. Just one of the Nokia songs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like those guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Rocks.
Old Nokia rocks. Yeah. New stuff's like, I don't know, they start taking it in a different direction, that, you know, kind of more fusion or something, but the older Nokia stuff.
Old rock and roll, yeah.
And some of that stuff's still hard to find, it's out of print, but that old Nokia stuff really rocks.
Yeah, it does.
Totally high. Yeah, Lou Reed was influenced by some of the old Nokia stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, Mike, what's up? Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, we went to the beach on Friday, and I thought things were going really well, so I decided to ask her.
Out of Range was one of their best albums. You remember that?
Out of Range.
73, 74.
I used to listen to nothing but that and Kraftwerk.
Yeah.
The one on my phone is called Equilibrium.
All right, go ahead there, Mike. Sorry. Now, what? You like this girl?
Yeah, like, I asked her out on Friday for Valentine's Day dinner, and she said no, and I thought... that it wasn't gonna be a big deal. Like, I thought I was either way, like friends or more than friends.
Right.
But just this whole weekend, I've been just thinking about it, and you know, it's just been running through my mind. I'm not sure if I should talk to her more about it or.
She's let you know where she's at with this.
Well,
right, Mike.
Yeah, I'd say let's ask the girls about this, but no means no. Physically. Even, you know, I don't want to be politically incorrect, but once in a while here you can try to cop a boob feel, say no,
but wait, you guys
an hour
are just
later
friends?
Get one, but...
Yeah.
And did she feel weird that you asked her out?
Well, it was more like kind of something out of the blue, because I just kind of asked her as I was leaving.
Yeah?
So...
And she said
and
no.
And is she weird to you? Do you guys still talk on the phone, or is she weirded out?
Yeah, we talked. No, we talked today, and...
Was it clear that you were asking her out on a date?
Yes, I...
Yeah, that's why she said no. Yeah,
what exactly did she say? How did she say no?
Well, she said... That she said no, and then, like, I thought it was going to be a yes, just because things were going so on. I was just like, what? Like, kind of, like, it didn't really compute that right. She said no.
Yeah.
And so she was like, I was like, what, why? And she's like, oh, well, a friend of mine's coming in, and we're going to go hang out that day or something. And
yeah.
A guy friend?
Yeah, her like, one of her friends is supposedly coming in that day.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No.
So.
No. Hey,
yeah, I maybe wouldn't ask her again.
Don't torture yourself.
No.
Because if there was the slightest possibility of interest, she would have gone, but I'd love to debunk. She would have followed it up with something.
No,
it ain't. No. Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
All right, we got to do, this is going to be, this is, as we used to call this in the construction trade, this is not a remodel we're doing on you. We're going to do a ground up. You understand? This ain't a coat of paint and some linoleum. We're taking this down to the foundation.
Okay.
We got to start over with you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You're 19. You're sitting out listening to the Nokias on a Friday night instead of going out and having a good time. Now, you're doing all right. You're a smart guy, right?
Yeah.
You're doing good in school?
Yeah.
Where are you going? Are you going to San Diego State or?
UC San Diego.
UC, yes.
There we go.
I was trying about to say that because San Diego State is a four-year junior college, but you're going to UC San Diego. What are you doing? Something with computers or technology or something?
Computer engineering.
I'm picturing like this guy with a pocket liner that's scotch guarded.
No.
Like that he actually wanted to protect his pocket liner from the pens.
Sorry.
So he had it simonized or something.
No, Mike. Mike, hold on.
I'm picturing a liner in every pocket, not just the breast pocket. I'm talking back pocket. Every pocket, like if he wears a blazer, he has a pocket liner on the inside pocket.
But now he doesn't hear you. Come on, tell him some advice.
You're right. Mike?
Yeah.
First off, your day will come, my brother.
Yes.
It will come.
I'm not worried about getting laid.
I know. Good. Good.
I don't care.
Hold
that thought.
Perfect.
Hold that thought.
That's right. That's smart. Very smart.
That's how smart he is.
Right. You focus in school. You get those grades going. You make a bunch of money. You get that corrective laser surgery on your corneas and ditch those big glasses.
No glasses.
Oh, no. Your contacts?
I don't wear glasses.
Whoa.
I play sports, dude.
All right. You're good then. You're not a nerd.
No, I'm
not. That's what you're saying. But you have the heart of a nerd. And that's what women see.
Exactly.
Now see, a guy would see this. If this is a female, this is like good student, hardworking, nice, doesn't do drugs, smart, athletic, and attractive. This would be the catch of all catches if this was a female. But women, all they do is feel that nerd vibe and they're turned off.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Yes, I know how you win.
And maybe a little twinge of
little
of
insecurity
and
a little
injury.
Desperation.
Yeah. A little injury there.
Awful.
Yeah.
Ounce of desperation is.
Do you ladies understand that men look for injured, desperate women?
Yeah, we'd like to find that.
Why make you feel better about yourself?
No, the men look for something easy, like they're chasing a herd of antelope, and the one that strays behind, they pounce on.
Yeah.
It is God's truth.
Yeah,
God's truth. No, because guys are lazy.
No,
they don't like being rejected.
It's not only that, but you can do better. I mean, like here's what you want. You might not be able to afford a Porsche, but you'd love to find one that had some little problem that you could easily just fix, and now you're in a Porsche. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, you got it for a price you could afford. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're looking for as guys. Some guy who has a car, there's some easy fix problem on it. It's screwed up somehow, and we can get into it easy.
We don't look at it as damaged.
We look at it as an opportunity.
Yeah, opportunity. Yeah.
Opportunity. That's what we look at. All right. So Mike over here, this is not the girl for him, right?
No. He'll be all right, though. He'll be fine.
All right. Hey, Drew, let's take our break. Wait a minute. That. Ty's got a question for Brittany. Ty?
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I love your start of the show. I love when you go off on things, Adam. I can listen to you yelling about the cops who give jaywalking tickets every day.
Oh, thank you.
Do not encourage him.
No, don't.
But my question's actually for Brittany. I loved the movie Joe Dirt. Thought it was hilarious.
Thanks.
I was wondering if there's any sequel in the works.
I'm not sure. I know that it made a decent amount of money, so it'd be awesome if they did. David Spade actually wrote that.
I love seeing you in that.
Aw, thank you. Well, you know, if they did a sequel, I totally would do it because I had such an awesome time with David. He was great.
David, did he write the... he wrote the movie, but he didn't write the sequel, or did he write the sequel?
I don't know if he's writing a sequel, actually.
He's a lech, that Dave Spade. He must have come on to you like at least 100 times. Really?
No, we're totally friends. He's
wow,
awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
He will.
All right.
He will?
Listen, I like
he's a
Dave.
Good guy.
I like him too, but you know, I'm not a chick. If I was a chick, I'd hate him. All right. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and I'm going to talk to Brittany during the break because she's going to tell me a great story about how David Spade came on to her. I guarantee you that. But I'll promise not to say anything over the air, and I won't. All right? So when we come back and I don't say anything, it probably means that she told me the story. But you'll never really know because I won't say it. But I know she'll have something. All right? All right,
and
Drew? You good?
Go.
And,
yeah.
All right. So the cast of That 80s Show is our guest tonight. We'll take ourselves a little break. Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock on Fox, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Drew?
Yep.
All right. In where are you? At Old Miss? Old Miss?
Old Miss. Yeah, I was there this afternoon.
Yeah, hold on. Brittany! Show starting. Brittany's out of here. Tinsley and Glenn are both here from That 80s Show, which is on Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock on Fox, Drew's new favorite show. What's the name of the Old Miss football team?
Colonel Reb.
Oh, it's the Rebels.
The Rebels.
But it says Miss or Old Miss on their helmet, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't say Rebels on their helmet. All the things I know about college are from watching college football. That's the only thing I know about schools. And then I'm always surprised to hear where they are. Like, I almost had a heart attack when I was like 19 and found out that Notre Dame was in Indiana. Yeah. I was like, no way.
It's in Paris.
That doesn't go there.
Yeah, you would think it'd be somewhere tougher.
Yeah, Indiana's just the wrong place for that school to be. The colors in Indiana, I was really PO'd.
I, in fact, mentioned to the kids today that you pointed out how miserable you were not having gone to college, how they should enjoy themselves when, after all, college is really just a brothel with a bell tower and a football team.
That's the way I looked at it, being a non-college person growing up. All right, so, Drew, do we got a call, or what do we want to do?
Let's talk to Casey. He's 14.
Hey, guys. Casey, call me Dan.
Dan.
Call you Dan?
Dan, Casey. Anyhow, I have this fake vagina, and I've had a lot of sex with it lately.
Sure.
And I don't know, I sort of feel obsessed with it.
How often are you doing this?
About twice a day. I've only had it like 2 weeks.
How do you hide it from your parents? How do you hide it from your parents?
What do you mean?
I'm pretty sneaky about it. I just do it in their way.
Where do you put those things? You know what I mean?
Well, Drew, what, it's the size of a taco, for Christ's sake. You could, you know,
I was wondering,
put it in a sock drawer or something.
Lot, like,
his real question is, think about asking it to the prom.
Hmm?
The Snow Days Festival's coming up.
Yeah.
And he needs a date.
Well, I've never had a date, so that would probably help.
How old are you?
14. Where'd you get hold of this thing?
Yeah.
I had a senior friend who sold it to me, but...
Yeah.
Is it you?
Low
mileage.
Yeah, of course.
Well, listen. Well, hold on a second. Before everyone freaks out, you know, I mean, you use the same plates and dishes over and over again.
Oh,
shut up! Well, you just put them in the sink, you know? You wash them off.
But he can't put in the dishwasher because his mom might see.
Oh, God. Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall if that came? Oh.
Yeah. Hey, you better, Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Let me clue you in on something.
Dan.
Let me clue you in on something. Start thinking about your lies in advance. See, that's what I should have done in high school. You know, you tell her it's a change purse or a piece of Tupperware or like a piece of lacrosse equipment or something. Have it worked out in advance.
Yeah. Pretty funny.
Yeah, but don't get into that blah, 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 blah when she questions you, because she will find it inevitably, and she'll know you're lying based on your stammering.
Mm-hmm.
Best to come up with something now.
Let's stay with his question, though. He's worried about doing this twice a day. Adam, if you had gotten your hands on one of these things when you were 15, 16.
Well, Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I listen to the show sometimes, and you guys seem to, like, intertwine problems and stuff. I smoke a good amount of pot. I was wondering if that has anything to do with it.
With why you're obsessed with this?
I don't know. I don't know if I believe him now. Do you believe him, Drew?
No, I don't.
Hey, Dan, don't call me Casey.
Yeah,
we no longer believe you.
Okay.
All right, buddy. But don't smoke the pot anyway.
Okay.
And you know, the less pot you smoke, the less attractive the fake vagina will be. But you know what I want you to do? If you get high, next time you use the fake vagina, think about where it was before you got to it.
She'll never find that I had it. Well,
No. It means who had it before you and what he was doing with it.
I don't think he ever used it.
Oh, yeah, of course not.
Why? Because it was in foil when he gave it to you?
Ziploc.
It's kind of...
No, I mean, you know. It, the hymen was still in it. that's how you know.
Listen,
I would sew that thing right in if I was coming out with fake vaginas. I would put that hymen in there. That is your seal of approval. like when you buy a drink, you got to hear that little pop sound when you open the cap. It's gone bad. Yeah. Yeah, that's what the hymen is. That's your assurance. Seal. Yeah, it's like that seal over the toilet.
The freshness seal.
Yeah.
Just in case he is serious, there is evidence that 15 and under marijuana use, even relatively infrequent use, like a couple times a month, can be associated with a diminished brain function, particularly the right frontal lobe, which is something that you need to negotiate through that period of adolescence. So, rather serious. So,
We got a question for the cast here, Drew.
You put that one five.
All right,
please.
We can do them both. Let's all do. Right. We'll talk to Chet here, and then we'll go to a question for the all cast. Right. Chet. Right.
Yeah, how you doing?
You're 28.
Yeah, I got a question for Dr. Drew. I'm more attracted to, like, younger girls, like, you know, 18. I'm wondering, is 10 years too much? I'm 28. For example, I canceled my date this weekend with a 26-year-old to go out with, like, younger girls, because I just can't, not as attracted to girls around my own age.
Why? What's the problem? What's the problem?
I don't know. It's just, it's just weird. I'm more attracted to younger girls.
Are their hips too big for you? Do you just like, are the 26-year-old girls, are their hips just too big for you?
He doesn't like pubes. His main objection.
No, she's really cute. She said, I thought she was actually younger, and she said she was 26. I was like, wow.
Did you have something happen to you when you were, did you have any problems when you were a teenager?
Not really. I mean, didn't have really a good, you know, upbringing home situation. I wasn't abused sexually or nothing like that. But
what happened at home when you were a teenager?
Never had a dad, you know, didn't really have a mom and all that stuff.
But sometimes that, you know, demanding someone that's much younger is sort of a hearkening back to your own stage of development where you might have gotten arrested or might have sort of stopped developing because of the insufficiencies you've encountered.
I mean, it's also a way of not really participating in a relationship.
It's also a way of, right, of give, it's a intimacy problems. And he asked, is 18 too young? It's not the 10 years, it's the 18. That's too young. That's ridiculous. So 21, I wouldn't object to, but 18's at a different place in her life than a 28-year-old.
Yeah. I saw that, you know, that bitch Judith Regan, Drew, who you love so much?
Yes.
Who I can't stand?
Yeah.
I saw Bo Derek on her show, last night.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, Bo Derek was like 15 and John Derek was like 45.
Right.
And people have these sort of heartfelt discussions about John and how much he meant to Bo and how tragic his passing was a few years back. And nobody ever pipes up and goes, that son of a bitch, what a pig. Yeah, what a sick F. He's married at the time. He's married, and he goes to Europe to shoot some movie and basically swoops in on a 15, 16-year-old chick and dumps his wife and, like, moves in. What a sick old F that guy was. Everyone has so much reverence, too. It's like, you were so young at the time.
Judith didn't bring that up?
No. Well, they talked about it, but it's with a ton of reverence for John Derek, who was just a hack, basically. He's just an old pig pedophile hack. Probably better off dead. I mean, Jesus Christ. Nice. Why does everyone do that? Well, why do we have to make the guy into some kind of hero? He was a complete hack, and he was like a pedophile, you know? I mean, I shouldn't say I'm glad he's dead, but let's call a spade here. I mean, the guy was no great guy. He was no great director. What do we do? Why do we do this? Why don't we see a 45-year-old guy with a 15-year-old? That's criminal. That's disgusting.
Absolutely.
I mean, a 28-year-old guy with a 15-year-old. This guy, 45 and married. Hey. Not 21, like 15, 16. Yes, Drew?
19-year-old, a 15-year-old, unacceptable.
Right. All right. Should we take
a
break?
Christina, quick. You got Christina.
Well, she can ask a question for the cast after this.
All right, put it on hold.
All right. That 80s show is who we have in here tonight, Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock on Fox. We'll take a little break, and Christina will ask a question for her. The cast after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Drew over there. Drew in Memphis.
Right.
Willie Nelson coming on the show tomorrow, Drew.
I know. It's cool. You going to be here early with me?
Yeah, you coming early?
Yeah.
Willie said we should get here early and check out his party bus. I think me and Willie are going to get high before the show, Drew.
That's the legend.
Is that how it works? All right. So Drew, you got to like cover. You know, if I get the giggles halfway into it or a meeting.
I'm bringing my business cards. What are you talking about?
You're going to get Willie to drive the party bus over to rehab.
That's right. Actually, what I'm going to do is leave a little tray of my cards right there in his bus.
Yeah, he'll use them for rolling papers. Drew, you ought to make your cards thin enough so that guys could use his rolling papers if they needed to. Like a
Why not? Good times.
Smart, right?
Good times.
All right, that 80s show is our guest tonight. We have a question for some of the cast. Christina?
Yeah?
You're 13?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I wanted to know if they're ever going to say if Tuesday's real name is Tuesday, or, like, if they're going to say her real name or what.
Glenn, you take this one.
We do deal with that question eventually, so, yeah, you might get your answer pretty soon.
But, like, when?
Probably in the next couple weeks.
I think in the fifth episode. Is that right?
Yes.
You guys?
Yeah.
So what's coming? The fourth?
We got the fourth one coming up, yeah.
Right.
And you'll get your answer in about a week and a half.
And what's her name? I think Sophia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The bi one? Is she ever going to get a girlfriend? Or a boyfriend, whatever?
I don't know. I know that they've written her she's just madly in love with Katie. So I'm sure there'll be a couple boys and girls that come on that she's like flirting with to make her jealous. But, I think her heart is like set with Katie. But, I think they're going to even write, an episode where I get it on with, a couple.
Yeah.
Like that. So it's probably going to get interesting.
That's, me and David Spade. We're going to be a gay couple. All right. Thanks for saying. Hey, you're in Pomona?
Mm-hmm.
I was out there today.
Were you at the Winter Nationals?
Yeah. At the Winter Nationals. Beautiful country, that Pomona. Beautiful. Went to the Drag Racing Museum. You ever get out there?
Oh, my God.
I used to live by there.
All right. You ever get in the Drag Racing Museum?
No.
Oh, my God. A 13-year-old young lady like yourself would love knowing about the history of drag racing. Names like TV Tommy Ivo and the Chi-Town Hustler and the Texan and Billy McEwen and Mongoose.
Who was the Mongoose,
The Mongoose and the
Shirley
Snake.
Shirley Downey.
Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney. I can't believe you haven't been there, Christina.
Don Garlitz?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It is a good time, especially, like I said, for the young ladies.
Kate. 18.
dragsters that were built before they were born. Oh, they love that. It's good date action for all you young fellas listening. Ladies melt when they get in there and they see those blown big block hemis.
Okay. Is my hemi underglass?
No, your hemi, the Hearst hemi underglass was not there. It is not at the drag racing museum, but all the other ones are. The Hot Wheels funny car and the mongoose and the snake and all
the
that
gasser.
Great stuff. Yeah. Yeah, Drew knows. Drew, you should get out there. I'll tell you, I had a good time.
It'd be too weird.
Let me say this. Hold on a second. Now I got going on these funny cars. I got into a funny car today. I got strapped into a funny car and they shut the body. And it was just sitting there by the trailer and I was scared.
Was it on? I mean, was the engine turning over?
No. I would have wet. Or actually done more than wet. What comes after that?
Poo.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I would have pooed. If I had done that. I'm telling you, I had a, Ron Kapp over there, the guy who drives a skull funny car, is, treated us all right. But I got a chance to, get in his car and get shut up in it. And it is a horrible, horrible feeling sitting in one of those funny cars. Mm-hmm. And those cars, one thing I didn't know about them is, you know, they go a quarter mile. They're up at 250 miles an hour at the at half track.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So at an eighth of a mile, they're at 250.
Wow.
So basically, you know, I don't know, 1,000 feet or whatever the hell it is. No, not even that. Like 700 feet. They're at 250 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
And they're at about 325 by the time they cross that thing. And that
really?
Is hairy as something could get. Yeah, they're over 300 miles an hour in a quarter mile.
God.
And they're like 4.5 seconds, and that engine is just a grenade that's sitting in front of you.
Yeah.
And when those things get lit up, it's an explosion. I could not imagine sitting in that car and going down that quarter mile, and the seat's out of your car and sat in the back seat. You don't know that about the funny cars, but the windshield is about 6 feet in front of where you're sitting.
Oh,
you can
God.
See nothing. I just couldn't even imagine doing it.
Oh,
but anyway, as they say, Drew, some go, some blow. all right, you ready to go?
Yeah, Kate.
Are you guys not into drag racing? Kate.
Yes.
You're 18.
Yes.
What's
okay,
up?
I actually have two questions. The first one is, I don't orgasm at all. Like I can if I masturbate, but if I'm with a guy, I can't.
You mean during intercourse you can't?
During intercourse, with oral sex, I mean, anything.
That's not unusual for somebody 18. In fact, you're actually sort of ahead of average being able to have an orgasm at all.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
What do you guys think, hypothetically? You don't have to talk about your own personal orgasms, but head of the curve at 18, being able to induce one herself or breaking even?
I think she's about middle of the road.
Middle of the road, but not ahead of the game, says Brittany.
I'll give you that. I'll grant her that.
Tinsley, what do you think?
I don't really know.
Go, some blow.
my words exactly.
I think the more you experiment with it, the more the closer you'll become to an orgasm. I think the more
you gotta find your rhythm.
Yeah.
The fact that she can do it to herself suggests that she should be able to sort of communicate that to someone else, right?
Yeah. Communication is very important.
But it's also a trust issue, I think.
Right. I agree.
Right.
You gotta feel safe. Like, you gotta feel safe with that person.
I've tried to, like, you know, instruct, you know, try to
wow.
get them to do what I want to do, what I want them to do, but...
Did you type it out for
Peter
him?
Fonda.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, did you email him?
Did
you
send him a memo?
So they could look it over? How'd that go? Or schematic? Use an overhead projector?
But think about 18-year-old guys in that region of the female anatomy. I mean, they are clueless,
actually,
right?
I haven't been with an 18-year-old guy. They've all been over 20.
Oh, I see.
We're back to that again.
I see. And are they clueless, or are they...
No, they seem to know what they're doing.
So it's just not working for
you.
You're
just not relaxed?
What's that?
Do you think maybe you just need to relax? Are you comfortable with these guys?
Well, one guy I've seen, like, her... 5 or 6 different times we've been together, and I don't know, just he gets in one area and he's like fixed on one area, and it's just, it's almost as like it hurts.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell him to not do that? And
yeah, I told him to stop, and he's like, why? Because it makes my, like, my legs shake. And he's like, why? Because you're obviously enjoying it. I'm like, no, actually, I'm not.
Well, did you say
these guys
actually
don't
or
sound
not?
Like they know what they're doing at
yeah,
all.
No.
No.
These guys don't know what they're doing at all. I'm sorry. I just, you know, I'm listening to this and I'm feeling
we're
for
offended.
You.
We're offended.
Yeah, yeah, we're
well,
offended.
Well, but if you see, here's the deal. If your leg is shaking and you're saying stop and he's going,
yeah,
well,
you're not a dog.
It feels
I mean,
good.
Yeah.
But if you're joking and going, it's too good. I mean, I can't take it anymore. If you're sugarcoating it, you'll get more.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to be tough.
Too good.
No, actually, I don't know. I pretty much make it clear to him that I want him to stop, and then we just kind of do whatever else.
Oh. All right. It doesn't sound like a great relationship.
Yeah.
And you didn't, you notice she didn't say she was with the guy for 5 months or something. She was like five sessions
yeah, right,
with
right.
this particular client.
You're right.
You know, it doesn't sound real like you guys have a real connection.
Or that you have stable relationships.
It's not even a relationship. It's just more like when he gets off of work.
Yeah. But yeah, why have a service agreement with a guy who's not a good service technician?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, this guy will fix my car for free, except for he doesn't know what he's doing, so what are you getting out of it?
Nothing right now.
All right, where's Daddy? Where's your dad? Where'd he go?
He's not available at the moment.
Why? What happened?
He's sleeping.
No.
Where?
Come on.
Is he with the family?
Yeah, he's with the family.
Is he a good guy?
My parents are still married.
Alcoholic?
No.
You ever raise a hand to you?
Well, yeah, if I get out of line, but...
Okay, listen, that's there's no such thing as a reason to strike a child. Really. Did he use an object when he hit you?
Usually a belt.
Okay, that's called child abuse. That is physical abuse of children. And that's where people get effed up in terms of their relationship with the opposite sex. It's also where they get a certain amount of need for higher levels of arousal. You get involved with S&M and anal sex and that kind of thing. So you need that kind of crazy arousal in order to feel sexual. That's how it changes the chemistry of your brain, having been physically abused like that.
True, why do you always have to knock anal?
Do you have anything like that?
Actually, that was my second question.
Uh-oh. Anal?
Yeah.
Wow, all right. And by the way, anyone calling, anal's always first. We start the A. We start with the A's, and then we move along. So we always present the anal first, because I don't want to cut. A lot of time we cut people off. We go, that's enough out of you, or no second question. But I don't want to lose an anal question, so always start with the anal.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Okay, it's a good rule.
Well, the same guy that actually I've had the quote-unquote sessions with, we started doing anal sex, and this last time, we've had it like 3 times, and all my friends, well, the friends that have had it before, they told me the first time hurts a lot. Well, my first time never hurt, and the second time didn't hurt, and the third time, it hurt really bad, and he went at it for like an hour, and I told him, you know, if you don't finish, then I'm going to make you stop, and so he finished. He got up, went to the bathroom, and I got up, went to the bathroom, and there was a... Basically, there was feces,
what?
If you will, everywhere.
Oh, fecal matter?
Yes.
Yeah, well, your sphincter doesn't work anymore. And what is this?
Oh, Drew.
But think how high-handed she is. Like, well, yeah, if you don't finish quickly here, I'm going to make you pull that out of my tuchus. It's an hour later.
Kate, you must be cute, because you're really abusive in this act. This guy's no dream date either, but
yeah, no, this guy,
imagine what this
guy sounds
would,
like a scumbag.
But imagine what this is doing to your ego as a guy. It's like, first I start by going down her. Hey, I'm not kidding. It don't feel good. Stop it. Stop it or you get no more. Then you get in the back door and it's like, you done yet? Okay, listen. By the time when Dukes of Hazzard comes back on, if you've not finished...
Nice choice of television programming.
Yeah, you're going to finish yourself, all right, pal? So let's focus. And
but in the meantime, she's having her rectum torn apart for an hour.
No, she's exaggerating. Because let me tell you, when you're being raped anally, 5 minutes seems like an hour. Hand to God. I mean, that's what people say. That's what I hear. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Somebody was talking at the drag racing museum today about that. What? You know, like, I overheard a couple talking about anal rape. I'm just repeating it. That's all. I don't know. I don't know for sure.
You're gay.
Sure. But I will say that someone's in your ass. You know, 10 minutes going to feel like an hour, right, Kate? Is it really an hour that he's back there?
Actually, really an hour.
You're really, and this
I'm
guy.
I'm serious, and when I told him, you know. If you don't finish
okay, I mean, this. First of all, this is how angry you are that you think of your partners this way. Secondly, this is how much of a victim you need to be in order to feel sexual, that you can have somebody rip your anatomy apart for an hour and no pleasure to yourself. I mean, don't you see something wrong with this?
Yeah, I guess.
All right,
so.
Okay. All right. Listen, Kate, let's just finish up here. Forget about the orgasm for now, at least your worries. This guy's an idiot. Yeah. Your dad's a world-class jackass, and you got some serious issues going, and you're angry as hell, and especially guys, and why go through it all? Why not get a little therapy, pull over onto the shoulder of life here for a little as far as dating goes, and just kind of pull back a little bit? You know what I mean? I know you got a lot of negative energy. You're acting out. You're cute. You're young. You can get away with it. There's plenty of a-holes that are 28 years old who'll do whatever. There's a big line, long line of guys who'll be your
anal
willing
rapist.
Anal rapist. True. Isn't that a Lionel Richie song? I'll be your anal rapist or something. I could have been high, but I swear he had a song about that.
Oh,
and one about dancing on the toilet lid.
Oh.
I can't remember all the guy's songs, but I know. I think I'll be here. I'll figure it out during the break, though. Hey, Kate, just stop
over.
It. Just yeah, yes, and you know
out.
What? I know. I wouldn't have done it either. See, we always talk about this. She's cute. She's 18. She's in demand, and she's got energy to act out. And it's easy enough for us to tell her to stop. But how are you going to stop? When you want to act out,
yeah.
And there's plenty of guys coming up to you all the time.
You can be selective. This guy sounds like a dork.
Yeah, but
she wants that. She wants to be abused.
She's selecting.
She's looking for that.
It's not a coincidence that she's with an idiot.
Like, she doesn't feel like she deserves a guy that makes
she's got a physically her? Abusive. Her. She's got. The man she loves is her dad, and he's a physically abusive a-hole.
Right.
So she has to go find a bunch
so
of those.
So therapy was a good piece of advice for her.
That's correct.
Yeah, but she's not going to do it.
Yeah,
Tim's 20.
Yeah.
Tim.
No. Hey.
What's up there, Tim?
Not a lot.
All right.
I have a question for you.
All right.
You sound depressed.
Yeah.
I'm in the
mood. More depressed than Kate. She had a little bit to be depressed about.
Yeah. She's cramping. She's wearing a diaper at 18. And she's not half as depressed as you are, Tim.
No. Just a little worried.
All right. What's the matter?
What's happening? What's up?
I'm in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
And I got called to go to active duty, and I just recently got engaged, and I was just wondering if I should break it off.
What's your tour going to be like?
What's that?
What does that mean, active duty, for you? Be gone for a couple years or a couple months?
They didn't say. It could be a week. It could be 5 years.
Well, it can't be 5 years, can it?
As long as they need me, I guess.
Oh, really? Well, wait a second. You just enlisted?
I've been in for 2 years.
Did you re-up at some point?
No.
Well, isn't it a 4-year enlistment?
It's a 5-year.
All right. Well, so it's not going to be more...
3 years.
Can it not be more than 3 years?
No, they can hold you as long as you want. I mean,
so in combat, they can keep you going, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but even then, like, they would have tours. Like, they'd do a year and they'd send you home or something. But anyway, I understand your predicament. Whether it's, you know, 3 years or 6 years, it's still...
Do you want to break it off?
No, I don't.
Then don't.
Well, who would you talk to about this? I mean, beside us, because, you know, we don't care as much as... No, we wouldn't know. I mean, guys do this all the time, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean,
there must be
plenty of guys you can talk to. Some commander, somebody with more stripes than you can tell you, here's the way it works. You bring them along,
people,
or you leave
right,
them
here's
here.
What people do, right.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you can expect. I think you ought to definitely, and if you love this woman, if you love each other and you want to try to make it work, I mean, people have committed themselves across things like this commonly. It's not that unusual a thing if you really have a good relationship.
Well, every war. I mean, all these guys are married.
Especially since this could just be 6 months. You know, you really have to give it a chance, see what the future holds for you guys.
How does the girl feel?
Oh, yeah, that.
We haven't really talked about it a whole lot.
How old is she?
She's 19.
And why is this so depressing to you? I mean, I know it. I know it's not cause for celebration, but why this sort of doomsday vibe to the whole thing?
I don't know if I'm coming back or, you know, it's just kind of a, is it the last goodbye?
Well, I think definitely step one is to bring this up with her. She needs to know.
Agreed.
She needs to know how you're feeling about this and
mm-hmm.
and your trepidation. I mean, she's the person that you should talk to first.
Okay.
Yeah, and number two, go talk to whoever enlisted you or whoever your sergeant is or whoever, and just tell them, hey, you know, I'm getting married and I want to know what goes on and what I should do and how it works.
Tim, what are you afraid of? What's your fear?
Not coming home.
Like you're gonna get killed over there.
Yeah.
Well, you think that the only way you can get killed is by friendly fire, right? Aware of that? Because apparently there's nobody we can fight anymore who can kill one of us. We have to kill ourselves.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So first thing you should do is you know, I would just paint myself red, white, and blue because you have a much higher chance of getting shot down by, like, an Apache helicopter blown up on the ground by, like, one of your own troops than you do of the enemy. But where are you going?
Qatar.
Oh, yeah, the Qatar Center?
No.
Where is that?
It's a little...
Sunset? Qatar?
It's a little country just north of Afghanistan.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, first off, you start calling it Craptar. All right?
Yeah.
It's important to have names that degrade the countries that we go to. They're done by our Marines.
Uh-huh.
All right, and be as ugly as you can over there. A lot of loud rock music, a lot of driving the Humvee over, you know, sacred ground, all that. Really whoop it up while you're over there.
Whoop it up. Semper Fi.
Right? Semper Fi, right?
Yeah.
Hurrah!
Hurrah!
Tim, oh, boy, he's depressed. I've never met a Marine. I didn't throw a hurrah at you.
Yeah, I know. Tim, it's going to be okay. I bet you this works out all right.
Yeah. And, you're not going to. I mean, if there's always a chance you get killed when you get shipped out, but this is a hell of a lot better than storming a beach at Normandy.
Yeah.
He's setting up a base in Qatar. I mean, he's going to be in a well, you know, defended area.
Yeah, plus you're going to a place where we've been for a number of months and have already basically eradicated a lot of the enemy over there. And I seriously mean, you have a much, much greater chance of being killed by one of your own.
Jeez, he's calling from Utah. I was just thinking that people up in Salt Lake are listening to this show.
Yeah.
I wonder what the international types think of it.
Oh, you mean with the Olympics going on over there?
Yeah.
Since when did this single man bobsled skeleton thing get so hot?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Since we had a competitor.
The head first one?
Yeah, the head first one. First off, it was never called the skeleton, was it?
Not that I've never seen it before this year.
What do you mean you've never seen it before?
I don't remember what.
Well, no,
I've
it's
never
back.
Seen
it. Was
it gone?
It was gone for a while.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. Well, I don't know the story behind it, but this is the first year that it's back.
Oh, that's why.
That's why it's such a big
there's
deal.
There's noise about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird each year that they seem like they pick out an event that they didn't seem to care about for the last 150 years,
yeah.
And all of a sudden it's the darling of events. I remember 12 years ago it was curling.
We're against curling.
That's our competition for the next couple of months is curling.
Curling.
Do you think we have, should we be afraid? Who watches curling? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I don't know who
not
watches
if you're a guy.
Curling.
I mean, not if you're a guy, you know, I mean, it's all, you know, guys are just obsessed with their biceps, so, you know. So you gotta watch, like, the curling kind. You're like, I can curl more than these guys.
Curling weights, not the curling iron. It's taking a frozen turkey and sliding it across the ice while somebody sweeps with a broom in front of it.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
It's only drunken Canucks could play this game. It's got to be. It comes from a place where it's got to be frozen all the time. You got to be drunk. You got to be just blasted off of your ass. You have to have no money, and it has to be, you know, freezing 6 months out of the year. That's where curling comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the
where
feeling...
Where started?
Canada.
You think?
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Yeah, what do you think, Fort Lauderdale? You kidding?
Yeah.
No, it's a Canadian thing. Yeah. It's one of these... I'm almost sure it started in Canada, or at least that's where the champions are, and that's where it's big. It's places where they drink a lot of booze, and it's freezing.
Yeah, I thought it was like Scandinavia or something.
Yeah,
like
I was thinking something like that, too.
It could. I'm pretty sure Canada, if it didn't start in Canada, it's much bigger in Canada than it is, obviously, here.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they even decide who wins. I think whoever's drunkest and doesn't throw up while they're running with the broom actually wins the curling competition. If you got like a case of moose head in you, and you can sweep in front of the frozen turkey without falling down or heaving, I think that's gold medal material.
It's like a manhole cover with a handle on it.
No, yeah, but it's got a little height to it though.
Yeah.
And you know why they sweep in front of it?
They can
direct it. Yeah, like if the thing is going a little off to the left, they'll sweep a little to the right, and when they sweep it, it creates a little water slick. It's like a Zamboni or something. And the thing will start going the direction that they're trying to get it to go to.
So it's a skill. It's a skill.
Oh yeah. I mean, I hope people are listening didn't think we were saying it was anything other than legitimate as far as an Olympics part.
But if you think not, you can just watch that 80s show.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
We'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey. My mic on? I guess it is. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew over there in Memphis, Tennessee tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Willie Nelson is coming here tomorrow night, and he's bringing his party bus. And we're going to meet him and go hang out in his party bus, Drew.
All right.
You sound excited.
Like I said, I'm looking for patience.
All right. Well, listen, Willie's he's been around a while. He's fine. Okay. All right.
Audio 16.
All right. Well, I want to say that the cast from that 80s show is in here tonight, which comes on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on Fox. Thank you. Claudio?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a fan of that 80s show. And no disrespect to everyone, but I just want to talk to Brittany for a second. Brittany, I think you're very pretty. Yeah. I think you're very lovely.
Yeah.
And
is this one of my friends calling in?
No.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. I think all the guys with two legs, all the guys breathing right now would agree with me that they wouldn't give up anything to be with you.
Except for possibly a hotter chick. But,
no.
I mean, there's not many of them out there. Mathematically, I'm trying to punch a hole in his theory there.
Thank you.
I mean, you wouldn't find one. I mean, you couldn't. I mean, just not enough time to scour the planet that way. But yeah,
I think I found it. I found her.
See, you're into Brittany?
Yeah.
Well,
and Tuesday.
She was telling me during the break she was looking for a squirrely high schooler to date.
Right.
Yeah.
How old are you?
16.
Perfect.
Great. Squirrely, right?
Yeah, she said squirrely. Yeah. She said a squirrely guy, probably someone from the West Valley, like what area are you in? Granite, perfect.
Great.
Perfect. That's what she was talking about. Some guy with low mileage who she could basically sexually dominate.
No, don't worry about it.
I'm serious. That's what she was saying. She don't want one of these.
It really is.
Said enough of these David Spade types.
Yeah, it really
is. Shut up!
Enough of these, these producer guys where, you know, they sit around, they just, stare in the mirror, they're talking about getting calf implants, and all they do is like,
calf implants.
Every weekend it's like, should we score an eight ball and go to Spago's? She doesn't want to get in, she's done with that.
Yeah.
She wants a squirrely 10th grader.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10th grade, right.
Yeah. So, you guys got a junior prom coming up, or?
I don't know. All I know is that hey, Brittany.
Yeah?
Stop being so hot.
That's the kind of charmer. That's what she's talking about.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. I like the laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A crazy forced laugh at the end of every bizarre statement.
There it is.
So, Claudio, do you have your driver's license?
No, but I could drive.
Oh, you can.
I'll pick you up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
She's got wheels.
And a DeLorean.
She's got a DeLorean?
Well, so she can go back in time.
Oh, right, right.
Get you when you were even younger.
That's right.
When I was a fetus.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right, you know your way around the stages of development, I'll tell you that.
Zygote.
There you go. Somebody's taking biology.
Mm-hmm. I want to be Dr. Drew, too.
You want to do Dr. Drew, too?
No.
Well, you're squirrely enough.
Yeah.
That is hot.
You keep studying and offending women, and you could be a Dr. Drew one day,
too. I don't
think
that was very offensive, what I said, though.
No, that's true.
No, Clyde's fine. These guys are just having fun at your expense.
All right, she's hot.
All right.
Don't
you give him some parting, make him feel good before he hangs up.
Hey, you should come watch our show.
I do it.
Come watch the taping.
I mean, you can come watch the taping.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right.
Bye.
All right, Claudio. See you there, buddy. Because he had to get going. He had to hurry. He had to run and masturbate.
Ew.
Oh, it's so true. So true. So true.
He's too young for that.
No.
Oh,
no. Did you hear that noise that Drew made? Drew, make that noise again.
Shut up.
That, oh, pfft. That's the sound. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear that sound at the Claudio residence in about 2.5 minutes. I guarantee, watch. You know what we got to do? Call Claudio back in 3 minutes. It's like, hey, Brittany wants a date. He's like, huh? Who?
He's already over.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Yeah. I'm just mopping up here. I don't know what I'm thinking. Listen, I'm going to watch a little TV and call tonight. You cool with that? Yeah, I'll make myself some eggs and then call tonight. Brittany, which one's she? Oh, yeah, 80's show. Yeah, I caught that chick. She's all right.
I've done that chick.
Yeah. She's cool. Call tomorrow. Is this Rustin?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up there?
I need to talk to Drew.
Claudio's Rustin in his hamper right now, by the way.
Hey, you don't even want to know what my last name is.
No, is it really, really weird? Like
Hood?
Oh, Rustin Hood. Yeah, that's good. Like you're an old car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty
original. Yeah. Yeah, good.
Right, what's up?
Well, I've got this mole, right? And it's on my upper thigh, right next to my scrotum.
Right.
And it wasn't attached to very much. You know, there wasn't very much skin holding the thing on.
We call that pedunculated.
So he took it off.
I did. I pulled it off.
Yeah.
Oh, man, oh, man.
And it was turning colors, though. That's kind of why I pulled it off, because it was scaring me.
Uh-oh.
Well, it was turning colors because you were just, it was sort of scabbing out.
The S word I cannot deal with.
You can't deal with the scab or the scab?
Well, no, I mean, it hasn't grown back.
Scrotum. Oh, sorry.
Too much for me to handle.
I'm not sure if it's going to grow back.
Well, if the mole's going to grow back or the scrotum grows back, I wasn't listening now.
Which did you rip off?
The scrotum off.
Rustin, cancers are usually, at your age, they can the colored ones are usually flat and not raised. And the thing you look for is irregular snake-like or serpiginous borders, scalloped edges particularly indicative, multiple colors. And the other kinds of cancers tend to sort of form as a mound. They don't pedunculate like that. But if there's any question, you got to go have it biopsied.
Pedunculate means when it gets, like, taggy? Like
yeah, it's
flappy.
Like a tag. It's on a stalk.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Adam, why don't you... Was it Brittany that got grossed out by scrotum?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Brittany's not a big scrotum fan, though.
Shut up. Stop saying that word.
Well, Adam doesn't
like the word scrotum.
Adam has some special talents that way.
With my scrotum?
Yeah.
Stop!
Drew, we're never going camping again. Never. Do you hear me? What about your Hippocratic Oath?
We were camping. You weren't my patient. Will you share?
All right. I don't know. What about my scrotum? What can I do with my scrotum?
Well, it's just...
It's a larger than most. Sure.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
All right. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no shame in that. Thank you, Drew.
Okay.
All right.
This is, whoops.
We don't know who this is. No, I don't see anything online for it. Jeff?
Push 3.
Yeah.
What's up? You're 22.
Well, I have a question for Dr. Drew.
All righty.
My thing is, I've been with my girl for about 4 years. I've known her for about 8. We have a son together. Mm. And it seems about the last 4 months or so, seems like she wants to always sleep in the living room. She never wants to sleep in the bedroom. She never wants to go out and do nothing. She never wants to cuddle or do any affectionate stuff.
And what would she say is the problem?
She'd always bring up excuse like, I'm tired or I'm uncomfortable.
No, but if we talked to her and we asked her, what's up? Why are you sleeping out in the living room?
That's what she says. That she feels more comfortable sleeping on the couch. And
she wouldn't say, hey, 4 months ago I was telling him he was going out with the guys too much. He pissed me off.
No.
Nothing was happening. Nothing. She wasn't asking for anything. You couldn't deliver.
Where is she now?
She's at work now. She works third shift.
Right.
Does she want to get married?
Well, we used to be engaged, and we had broken up. And
why?
Well, we weren't seeing eye to eye then. We got into a big argument.
About what?
Well, it was the affection thing, because I was mad. Like, you never want to spend time with me. You never want
to... You mean you wanted to have sex more than she did?
Well, that's an issue, too, but, you know, like...
Well,
you know,
wait a minute, Drew.
About once a month, you know?
Okay. Drew, don't turn it on this guy. I'm starting to believe
him. He started out with... I don't know. All of a sudden, she's sleeping in the living room. And the fact is, they were engaged and broke up. It's a big deal. There's a ton of stuff here. That's a big deal. So there's bad feelings.
I bitch too much about, you know, I don't think I would be in the wrong for bitching about wanting to spend time with my girl, you know, and to be able to hold her hand.
Is she pissed off that you broke up the engagement?
No, I'm not the one who broke up the engagement. She was.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on. Let me talk to Drew and the cast here. That 80 show. There's one of two things going on here, Drew. Yeah. You're pursuing the line, which is the smart money, which is he pissed her off somewhere down the road. She's shut down, and he's thick about it. Guys are stupid. They don't know what's going on.
Right.
She's angry. She's not mature enough to have a discussion with him, or maybe has attempted to have a discussion on a couple of occasions, and is now giving him the cold shoulder and basically acting out, sending a message.
She's angry. She's just a little angry.
This is what kids do when they're angry.
It sounds to me like she's cheating.
Ooh,
that's the other.
Could
thing.
Be cheating, could. But if she's angry at him. See, women cheat for a reason.
Right.
Most of the time. We cheat because it feels good.
Yeah.
And we're smart. Women cheat. Women
they want
cheat
you to
for
know
a reason.
About it. Right. They want you to know about it. Or they take off.
Right. If she's angry at this guy and she's cheated because of it, she will let him find out about
it.
Oh,
yes. She's angry. It doesn't sound to me like she's angry with him. It just I think she's just being selfish and she feels guilty, so she's sleeping on the couch.
No.
No,
and I'll tell you why. Mm-mm. I'll tell you why.
She broke off the engagement.
I'll tell you why that's no good either. Because if she truly doesn't like the guy and is cheated and it feels horrible about cheating or whatever, I don't think she wants to tip off her behavior by doing some strange behavior like sleeping on the sofa.
She doubles down. She is more careful about that.
She's holding his hand when he wants to hold her hand.
Maybe she doesn't feel bad about it. I think she's pulling away and she doesn't know how to say goodbye. So she's like sleeping on the couch, but she can't quite break it off.
There's that too. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I do agree with that. And Drew, you were trying to figure out what he's doing. But it sounds like maybe she's just a troubled person that has difficulty with intimacy.
Listen, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here. His thing is, I don't know. All of a sudden, she's sleeping in the living room.
He doesn't know. I mean,
there's a ton going on here. A ton. And he needs to figure out what else. He needs to talk with her. And they need to unravel this thing or end it.
Hey, Jeff?
Yeah?
Does she come from chaos?
Yeah, pretty much. Her life growing up, she pretty well raised her brothers and sisters, you know, and kind of sheltered life, you know. And then when we got pregnant, I kind of felt bad in a way because she really didn't have a chance really to go out and do what she wanted when she wanted, you know.
Why was she raising her brothers and sisters?
With her mom working all the time, being a single mom, you know, and having three sisters and brothers.
Where's the dad?
Not there.
What's the matter? What happened to dad?
She had a stepdad, a real dad. She talks to every once in a while.
What'd the stepdad do to her?
He's always been there for her. You know, she can call him when she wants. You know, he's always.
Why was she raising the kids if the stepdad was there?
Well, he wasn't there the whole time.
All right.
When she was younger, he was there. But
stepdad wasn't too bad then.
No.
All right.
No.
Well, you need to talk to her because I'm starting to wonder.
That's one of my issues. Like when I try to talk to her, she always changes the subject. Or she tries to just say, well, I'm uncomfortable. Or this and that. Tries to change the whole subject off of it. She don't want to talk to me about it.
Well, you know.
That's me.
All right, Jeff, listen. You're going to have to just sort of lay the law down, which is either she get involved and participate in the relationship, or you're just going to have to, she's going to be disqualified because you're not doing anything.
You should write her a letter. Don't. So then she has to sit down and read it.
I write her letters. I write her love letters.
Really?
Leave them on the...
You know, Jeff, what happened to Jeff? Jesus
Christ.
No,
I'm changing my opinion. He's not enough of an asshole. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Right.
She's got to sabotage it because he's actually a nice guy.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. She wishes she was... Here's what happens. Oh, these women. What a pain in the ass they are. She wishes she was into a guy like Jeff because Jeff is into her.
Right.
And Jeff is constantly wanting to hold hands and cuddle and writing letters. And it's all that stuff that many women say that they lack in a relationship and wish they could get a guy to do.
It's all those things that they say they want.
But you know what women want? Not all of them, but a lot of them. It's not so much that they want the letter writing and the hand holding. They want to convert. And he's pre-converted.
Right.
And there's no work in converting this guy. There's nothing to change on him. He's already there.
You can't have it both ways. A guy who is an a-hole cannot become a guy like Jeff, and vice versa. You don't get it both ways.
That's right.
What about the kid?
Well,
it's awful.
That's the tragedy of this society. But he's gonna have to work with her. And I would bring the kid up and on the kid's behalf. But get her to engage you in this, or it's got to end.
Her thing, though, is she, of course, has to live out, once again, the life that she had for herself. She has to create that for her child.
Right.
The abandoned father.
That's right. That's why I can't even have a dog. You understand that? Okay. We'll take a little break. The girls will comfort me, and we'll be back. Hello. It's Loveline. This is Loveline phone. Oh, we don't need that phone number. We got enough of your calling. Willie Nelson in here tomorrow night in his party bus. And that should be interesting. Drew?
Yep.
And Drew's over in Memphis. How much time do we need to enjoy Willie's party bus? Because
I don't know. How many bongos are you doing?
How dare you? You realize that the kids look up to me, that they worship me as their god.
It scares me, but it's true. Yes.
No, I can't get high anymore. Should I get high?
No. Oh God.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
I didn't know. I don't know. Listen, if Willie hands me a joint, I can't put it out, can I?
You can say no. I got to do a radio show. I can't function.
What, this show?
Yeah.
Come on. That's a good one. All right. Well, anyway, Willie, now, are you going to get there like 15 minutes early tomorrow,
yeah.
Drew?
Yeah.
That's it. 15, right?
All
right. All right.
I'm going to be at about 9:30.
Okay.
You'd be a good host.
Okay.
No. Shauna, 17.
All right. That 80s show, everybody, Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock. I don't want to plug Willie too much. Yes, Drew loves that show.
Love it.
Shauna?
Hello?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I have a question. I have a lot of contradictions saying if you have anal sex that you're not a virgin. I'm just curious, are you or are you not?
Well, right in the Bible, it clearly states that Job banged Hezekiah or Ham or something, and it was good, but that he remained a virgin, and that works for women too, I believe.
Yeah.
How did they describe in the Bible? He what him?
Well, I don't. It was on cassette. Oh. I didn't read it.
Okay.
It was actually, I got the Bible on 8-track.
Shauna, somewhere we lost track of the fact that virginity was really something to be associated with chastity. It really wasn't a technicality about a plane being violated. Adam, why don't you give your description of where you think all the planes ought to be sort of located?
Well, there's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a vaginal plane.
Right.
Can't be crossed. It's like the goal line.
Like a force field in the Star Trek or something.
Yeah, you go into another world at that point. Usually whatever set they had on hand. Then there's the oral plane, right? There's that plane. That's a plane that shouldn't be crossed. These are all hymens to me, these planes. And then there's this plane. You see, when I do this okay thing with my hand, you can actually create the plane with your fingers. It's like a hand plane job.
Yeah,
right. And then
job.
Yeah, right.
No, end up playing.
No, you are not a virgin if you are penetrated rectally.
You're not going to get pregnant, but that's well beyond virginity.
Yeah, because I've had a lot of people say you are and you're not. So
it's well beyond virginity to be.
Well beyond.
Yeah, we would say it's beyond. Well, here's my point. Why bother with the vaginal virginity if you're going to go the anal route?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, what is it? Why?
Hmm?
Why bother? Well, what's it for? Who are you fooling? God sees everything, you know.
Yeah.
He's disgusted. God's appalled. I mean, does he see everything, or does he just kind of know it? Is that how it works?
He's appalled.
All right.
Think about it.
Hey, Ishana?
Hmm?
Why are you trying to cheat God on a technicality?
I'm not. I'm just.
What are you worried about?
Huh?
Are you a religious person?
Not really.
So what's the obsession?
Curious, because so many people tell me different things.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Do the math.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah.
You have time for more?
I mean, just it's obviously higher on the scale of activities, the anal sex.
Yeah,
but they don't
think of it that way.
No, they do. They're just trying to win on a technicality.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's say hi to Phil. Phil?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yep.
Your friend is 16, has a drug problem.
Yeah, she's got a pretty serious drug problem.
What's her drug?
What's your question?
Well, my question is, what should I do as a friend about it? I've known her for like a year, or about a year, year and a half.
And what's her drug?
She does anything. She'll do weed, ecstasy, she'll acid, anything.
All right, well, she needs to get into some form of treatment.
She has been. She called me the other day because I decided a while back maybe I shouldn't hang around with her because she's a really nice person when she's sober. She's really funny. But a week ago, she called me and said that she'd just gotten out of rehab, and she was doing fine. She'd been clean for, I don't know, about a month, 2 months.
All right. Listen, we don't got time. Sorry for being a prick, but we got to go to break. So
go to if there are family sessions you can participate in, you can go with her to those. You got to get her back in the fray with the team that's treating her. You got to keep her going back.
All right, Phil.
That's okay. All you can do.
Are you into her? Do you like her as more than a friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
okay, that's why I care. All right, but still noble. Get her help, don't get all tied up in the whole mess.
He has to go to the family sessions if he's going to be able to do anything.
Okay, we'll be back. All righty. I want to thank Glenn Tinsley and Brittany for coming in here tonight.
For my favorite show.
Yes, That 80s Show on Fox, Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. Willie Nelson in here tomorrow night. Thanks a lot for coming in, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, good. And on season number 2, come back and give it another plug.
Absolutely.
All right, so until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.